The Israeli action on the West Bank has altered the agenda for Tony Blair and George Bush this weekend. The British Prime Minister is the President's guest in Crawford, Texas, and that's where reporter Damian Whitworth of The Times of London is. Damian Whitworth, this was supposed to be an Anglo-American summit devoted to Iraq mostly, wasn't it?
It certainly was. That was the original plan, and they were briefing very heavily from London. That's what it would be about, and there was many speculative stories that this was a summit that would be deciding what action was to be taken on Iraq. Obviously, when the crisis in the Middle East really blew up again, that began to dominate the news. And before Thursday, it looked like, you know, Prime Minister Blair would be coming out with a very tough message to Mr. Bush that, you know, it really was time to intercede in the Middle East and bring an end to the turmoil there. Obviously, Mr. Bush spoke out yesterday, very strong words to both sides, and so Mr. Blair doesn't come with quite the same message now, but certainly it will be top of their agenda, and he'll be pushing very hard on in certain ways.
How would you describe Tony Blair's thoughts on the Israeli-Palestinian crisis?
Well, as I said, before Thursday he was coming out with this strong message. I think he'll be coming out with the same message now, but he'll be trying to say, look, don't let this go now. You've got to follow this all the way through. You've got to put pressure on Mr. Arafat to bring down the cycle of violence. At the same time, you've got to insist that the Israelis pull out of the West Bank and keep the pressure on them.
Mm-hmm. Last fall, Tony Blair appeared to have staked out a role as an intermediary between Europe and the United States, a European who literally speaks George Bush's language. How is that role holding up?
After September the 11th, there was no questions about it. He was about the strongest supporter of Mr. Bush, and that went down very well in Europe and certainly in Britain. Now there are starting to be doubts, particularly in Britain. Members of his own party, quite a lot of members of his own party, a lot of Labour backbench MPs, are rather anxious about the idea that Mr. Blair is just following the Bush doctrine on expanding the war on terrorism, and that we could be signing carte blanche to support him whatever he wants to do. And Iraq is the key problem. There's a big motion signed by Labour backbench MPs demanding that we don't get involved in Iraq, whatever happens. And there's a lot of questions being asked about Blair's image. It's interesting that the satirical magazines in London this week, Private Eye for one, are depicting Mr. Blair as the poodle of George Bush, which is not an image you get of him over here, but he's generally regarded almost as a successor to Churchill.
Yes, to be someone's poodle, to be his lapdog in Britain, suggests that he's someone else's is pulling his leash.
Yeah.
Is the situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians seen in any way as a as a test of how the Americans would handle leadership of an Iraqi attack, let's say?
I think they are, because there's a lot of concern that there's been too much siding with Israel, that it's been too both sides in the Arab world and with Israel are not being heard, and that the Arab allies have got to be got on board, and this is a test. Can Mr. Bush do that? Can he keep his Arab friends and those who are not so friendly? Can he forge an alliance? And that's all going to go to pieces if there's a blow-up in the Middle East.
Thank you very much for talking with us,
okay.
Damian Whitworth. Damian Whitworth is covering Tony Blair's visit for The Times of London. We reached him in Crawford, Texas.